That's right. And win a couple of passes to La Ronde. We've got Sebastian from Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu on the phone this morning. Good morning, Sebastian.
Hello. Hi.
So you said you can definitely crush Sam. You're smarter, better, stronger, and prettier than he is.
Oh, yes, I am.
Ooh, fighting
yes,
words.
Yes, I am.
I love it. Okay, so Sebastian, you play along in your car every morning, right?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. We've got 30 seconds on the clock, and we're wishing you good luck. Sam did lose yesterday, so he's starting off the week on a weak note.
Yeah, you might be catching him at a good time here, Sebastian. Here we go. What is the capital of Sweden?
Pass.
Who is Gaston's sidekick in Disney's Beauty and the Beast?
Pass. I know this.
Okay, pass. What month is Earth closest to the sun?
I think it's March.
Ariel, Garamond, and Times New Roman are types of what?
Can you repeat?
Ariel, Garamond, and Times New Roman are types of what?
Stones.
What cooking technique involves submerging food in low-temperature liquid?
You want to take a quick guess at that since we repeated the last question?
Broth.
Okay. No, all right. Okay. We're going to bring Sam in, and we're going to ask him the same questions. Sam, you're up against Sebastian this morning, and he said that he is smarter, better, stronger and prettier than you.
Well, wow. Stronger, yes.
And you're a pretty man.
And I'm
that says something.
And I'm a pretty guy.
Yeah.
We'll see. See about the smart part. Pretty or definitely not.
Okay. Here, let's see how you do.
All right, let's go.
What is the capital of Sweden?
Oh, darn it. Pass.
Who is Gaston's sidekick in Disney's Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, God, pass.
What month is Earth closest to the sun?
Earth closest to the sun? Let's go June?
Ariel, Garamond, and Times New Roman are types of what?
Font.
What cooking technique involves submerging food in low-temperature liquid?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I love the dramatics. Here we go. I'm so smart, but it slipped my mind
goodness,
right now.
It's too early for this.
Well, it's too late now.
It's too early, too late.
Too late. All right, let's see how you guys made out. Not well. This wasn't a great performance.
It wasn't. Tip of my tongue. Oh.
Okay. What is the capital of Sweden? It is Stockholm.
Right, of course.
Neither one of you were hooked on that one. Who is Gaston's sidekick in Beauty and the Beast? It is Le Fou.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Le Fou.
Mm-hmm. Neither one of you were correct on that one. What month is Earth closest to the sun? It's actually January.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. But it's also the coldest month.
But only on our part of the world. Yeah. Like, think about it. It's a whole planet.
It's not just about you.
Yeah. All right. I wasn't considering the whole planet. I was just considering like Montreal.
There are other countries and continents and everything. It's a crazy world out there, Sam. All right. Ariel, Garamond, and Times New Roman are types of fonts, MS Word fonts. So Sam was correct on that one.
Oof. All right.
And the last question, what cooking technique involves submerging food in low temperature liquid? It is poaching. You weren't even thinking of that.
I was thinking of like those. Oh, I was thinking of the sous vide, where you, like you have like a plastic bag and you put the steak in and it's like kind of warm water and it takes like 28 hours to cook a steak.
No.
But it's so delicious. Okay.
Okay. Nice to know.
Okay, so that was a tough one this morning, but unfortunately, Sam just squeaked it in with that one question, Sebastian. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're pretty.
Try again soon, and I still think you're prettier than him.
Well, thank you very much.
Certainly nothing pretty about that win.
No, definitely not. Thank you.
All right. So we've got a couple of tickets, day passes to La Ronde. Sam, that was close. You almost lost that one. That one almost slipped right between your fingers.
Okay. I'm going to pretend that this never happened. We're just going to move on to 740 because this was a terrible, terrible performance.
We know.
You can text in fonts.
Fonts? It's a horrible word, too.
There's nothing pretty about this.
Even your choice of words.
could have texted Beauty and the Beast. So many options. All right.
Take me out of my misery, please.
You can text fonts or whatever you like to 92925. And don't go anywhere. Sam is a wild card today. You never know what's... Did you sleep last night?
Hardly.
All right. The advanced screening premiere of the movie Toy Story 4 is happening June 19th at Scotiabank Theater. We want to hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets. And Mike, you said you really want to beat Sam, but those tickets are really important to you as well, right?
I need the tickets.
You need the tickets. You have a 4-year-old named Dylan, and he's a huge Toy Story fan.
Yeah, he loves the movies. He loves Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear is the best.
All right. Well, Mike, we are definitely cheering for you and Dylan this morning. You know how the game works. You said you listen every morning, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Well, we've got 30 seconds on the clock. Good luck, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mike, let's go to infinity and beyond. What venue in Vegas is Celine Dion's residency at?
I don't know. Caesar's.
In Romeo and Juliet, what is Romeo's last name?
Pass.
Which mambo does Lou Bega sing about?
Number 5.
My Baloney has a first name. Is the beginning of what company's jingle?
Pass.
How many time zones does Ontario have?
I'm going to say 2.
In Romeo and Juliet, what is Romeo's last name?
All right.
I have no idea.
Time's up.
A tough one.
You did well, though. You did well. We're going to bring Sam back in. We're going to ask him the same question. Sam, you're up against Mike from Laval, and, like, no pressure, but he has a 4-year-old son who is, like, obsessed with Toy Story and Buzz Lightyear.
You're trying to guilt trip me here?
No, no.
Throwing the game.
You know me? I just lay out the facts.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, the facts are I have a winning reputation to uphold, and I don't back down for anyone. Sorry, Mike.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Right? Fire with fire.
Okay.
No more Mr. Nice Guy here.
Very ornery.
30 seconds on the clock for the mean guy.
What venue in Vegas is or was Celine Dion's residency at?
Oh, pass.
In Romeo and Juliet, what is Romeo's last name?
Romeo Montague.
Which mambo does Lou Bega sing about?
Mambo number 5.
My Baloney has a first name. Is the beginning to what company's jingle?
Oscar Mayer.
How many time zones does Ontario have?
2.
What venue in Vegas was Celine Dion's residence at?
It's not Planet Hollywood. It's not the Mirage. It's not the Bellagio.
Oh, just go through all of them. Hang on.
Yeah, I don't.
We've got all day. Yeah, we'll just hang out.
Nope, okay. Day's over.
Time's
good,
up.
Good hangout sesh, guys.
All right, the venue in Vegas that Celine Dion did have her residency at was the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace.
Oh, Caesar's Palace, yes.
Yeah, you would have got to it eventually.
Mike
yeah.
said Caesar's, so you'd be correct, Mike. Nice work.
Oh.
All right.
In Romeo and Juliet, what is Romeo's last name?
Montague.
Yeah, Sam was correct on that one.
Studied Shakespeare in school. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, we're tied up. Which mambo does Lou Bega sing about?
Mambo number 5.
That's the one. You're both correct on that one. Still tied. My Baloney has a first name is the beginning of Oscar Mayer Wiener's jingle. Oh. I know.
Baloney has a first name. And
it's OSU. Yeah.
Oh, right.
My baloney. Baloney.
What happened in those commercials?
It's a funny word.
It is.
All right. Sam was correct on that one. So Sam ahead by 1. And the final question, how many time zones does Ontario have? The answer is 2. And
oh,
you are
nice.
Both correct on that one.
Woo. Oh.
So that makes Sam and his baloney the winner, unfortunately, this morning, Mike. I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
Try again, okay?
I will. Thank
all right.
you very much.
Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
All right. I wanted to make Bye-bye. Dylan's dream come true and send him to Toy Story 4.
So did I. You know what the good news is? They can still see the movie.
True.
They can still go.
Always looking on the bright side, Sam.